From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something that you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Welcome to this Thursday edition Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Palm, Neil McCready. We just got done recording our segment with Jeffrey Wright, where I'm not sure we talked any sports whatsoever, but that's okay. We'll
get to that. Sports.
We touched on the periphery of a couple sports. Good segment, though. Actually had a lot of fun. You should hang in and listen to us today. Podcast brought to you in part by the Oxford Exxon. Highway 6 West, get your bottomless refill, 49 cents. Been telling you all about it at the Pavilion. Probably going to start telling you about it at Swayze Field as well. So bottomless refill, 49 cents. They're at the Blue Sky and Oxford Exxon. You get the ribs at night, lunch specials, $4.99. All you know and love there with any Blue Sky location, up and down 55 and Mississippi, all in North Mississippi. And then obviously Oxford Exxon locally, Highway 6 West. And again, coming to you from the Clark Ford Studio.
We are Clark Ford's in Amory, 662-257-1900 is the number. You call Corey Clark. You tell Corey what new Ford you're looking for. He'll send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. It really is that simple. I've had people ask me if that's really how it works. Yep, it's how it works. You call. Corey gives you a quote. The quote's right to the bottom line. You get to skip all that haggling and all that stuff where the two sides circle each other for a while and try to figure out how they can take advantage of the other. It's right to the bottom line. You get your quote and you can go shop it. Your quote, do what you want with it. You can shop it all you want, or you can let Clark Ford do for you what it has done for so many other podcast listeners. That's take the hassle out of the everyday car buying experience. We'll make it even better. Tell Corey that you heard about Clark Ford. Do this at the end of your deal, by the way. Tell him that you heard about Clark Ford on any of our podcasts. I think we have a family that's about 7,000 podcasts now, and you just mentioned that to Corey. $500 off. Bottom line, Clark Ford and Amory, 662-257-1900.
A couple college baseball notes here. Really just kind of human interest more than anything else. I wonder how bad these guys had to be. The Wright State Lafayette umpire crew from last weekend, the Sun Belt has suspended them for the coming weekend for, quote, multiple – stop. I don't know why I did that. Quote, multiple errors.
Well,
suspended for a weekend.
Had to be pretty bad.
Yeah, I was reading from the advertiser here. You know, the advertiser in Lafayette?
Yes.
Isn't that right?
I think that's right.
Tony Robichaud, the coach, is still there from when he was there in 2014.
Yeah.
Good dude.
Funny quote.
Yeah, he was good. He was kicked out in Wright State's 4-3 win over the Raging Cajuns. And the call that got everybody riled up was appeared to be a two-run home run in the seventh inning by the right fielder Daniel Lajare. I don't know. His ball, as evident on replay, hit off a pine tree behind the wall in right field, then bounced back onto M.L. Teague Moore Field at Russo Park. In fact, it was originally called a homer, and the batter who had slowed at second base when the runner ahead of him had to stop at third was sent home. But after crew chief Myron Miller, home plate umpire Jordan Alboreto, and first place ump Jeremy Haynes all met and the call was reversed, he was sent back to second. Ramos returned to third, and Wright State's 3-2 lead to the time stood pat. They got nothing out of the
Wait a minute. So the ball would have traveled a minimum of 350 feet.
Well, yeah.
Okay. A baseball hit hard enough to travel 350 feet that strikes a pine tree is going to make a distinguishable noise. Right?
Yeah.
It would make a noise that would be different than a ball that hit a fence, hit a wall. A ball hitting a tree, you've hit a golf ball that's hit a tree. You've played with golf with me recently, and I hit trees. When a ball hits a tree, it makes a unique noise.
Yeah.
How do three people not – and it also would have created a trajectory issue.
It would not have come off the tree the same way it would come off the wall.
No.
Because those trees aren't touching the wall.
No, and the wall and the tree, presumably the trunk of the tree, is somewhat round. The wall is a flat surface.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that wall.
We have.
I remember it being common with other outfield walls.
So he got tossed.
Well, yeah, he should have. And that's where you go get your money's worth.
After the game, he just said he has to coach better. He didn't want to be fined by the Sun Belt. Because we can't blame umpires for anything. Coach can't say a word. It's the dumbest rule in sports. Players have to talk after they make errors. Coaches have to talk after they do stupid things. Umpires never have to talk in college. Why are they so protected? What is the reasoning behind it?
I don't know. That's like in college football. The first thing you see at the end of a game is the everywhere.
The mad dash.
Mad dash. I mean, it's like the game can be 48-3, and we are racing the officials out of there. Is that just the standard protocol for the one time that it's really bad?
Well, I mean, you remember this very well because, I mean, we were a couple of people that were trying to get the pool possibility SEC tournament in a game that may or may not have meant anything a few years ago, baseball. Ole Miss played Arkansas, and there was a really bad call at second base. Hurt Ole Miss in a game that was pretty close. And went to some efforts just go, hey, can we get a couple quotes, send a pool reporter, talk to the dude? Because it's a tournament. He's not leaving the town. He's there all week. And the SEC acted like we asked for anthrax to be delivered to the press box.
Yeah, like you would have said, we were wondering if we could send some cobras down there.
Yeah. I'll never understand the reasoning behind umpires never getting any accountability necessary.
We were really asking, can we just send one reporter, just one of us, with the tape recorder,
to go
down, hey, what did you see? Do you think you got it right?
Okay.
I mean, we're not going down there and shoot him or punch him or push him or fight with him or yell at him. Hey, what did you see? Can you take me through that play from your eyes? Okay, in hindsight, do you think you got it right? Are you concerned that you missed it? Have you had a chance to look at the replay? Any of that? It's normal stuff. Not going to treat him like it's bizarre. I don't understand it. I mean, I understand wanting to make sure that they're treated respectfully because people make mistakes. But that mistake's part of the game.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't either.
The other one that I thought was kind of interesting, so Texas Wesleyan, I think this is baseball.
I hate that I missed this game.
It's not a game.
Okay.
Not a game.
Okay.
Not a game.
It's not a game.
Not a game.
Not a practice.
All right. He says, pulling it up, Texas Wesleyan, the baseball coach, been there a long time, like 92 or something. Okay.
Okay.
He rejected a potential recruit from Colorado last week because of the state's marijuana laws. Texas Wesleyan coach Mike Jeffcoat told Gavin Bell, a high school athlete playing at Cherokee Trail High School in Aurora, Colorado, in an email that he would no longer recruit athletes from Colorado because of the difficulties they face passing drug tests, the Houston Chronicle reported on Wednesday. Thanks for the interest in our program. Unfortunately, we are not recruiting players from the state of Colorado. In the past, players have had trouble passing our drug test, the email said. We have made a decision not to take a chance on student athletes from your state. You can thank your liberal politicians. Best of luck wherever you decide to play.
Wow.
We got
kind of speechless.
Are you?
So because the kid's from Colorado.
He says they can't pass the drug test. Keep having issues with Colorado kids passing drug test. How big of a sample size we got here? A lot of Coloradans coming down to Texas Wesleyan? Is that a pipeline, if you will?
Hey, Siri, how many people live in the state of Colorado?
Very precise there, sir. Thanks.
5.5 million people. The odds that they all smoke marijuana. Slim. How do you make such a sweeping assertion about 5.5 million people?
He's the all-time wins leader. He's been there since 2002. Played 10 years in the major leagues.
What's his name?
It's Jeffcoat's his last name.
J. Jeffcoat?
I don't know. I'll look in a second. The university, when reached for comments, says it's a personnel matter and it's currently under investigation. We follow due process here, and it's our policy to not discuss personnel matters. Shock there. Mike Jeffcoat.
Wow. That's bizarre.
Ole Miss headed to Long Beach tomorrow. The Dirtbag is coming off a 16-2, I believe, win over Arizona State last night in Long Beach.
Oh.
They had scored 16 runs combined in their eighth games prior to last night, where they scored 16 in one game. So, heating up in time for the Rebels this weekend.
Got a hold of the Sun Devils.
Yeah, they did. Split the two-game series, now 3-6 on the season, with some pillow fight tilts against Ole Miss, Vanderbilt, and Texas A&M upcoming for the Dirtbags.
Huge series for them.
Huge series. They huge. Need it.
They need to win.
They need it more than Ole Miss does right now. So
Ole Miss flying out there today.
They are, this morning.
Are they staying in Long Beach?
I believe so. I did not open the media guide to see where they were staying, but I think that is correct. I wouldn't want to have to rely on getting through LAX traffic on schedule every day, or LA traffic on schedule. I'd have to stay in Long Beach and make that simple, or as simple as possible. There's a few hotel options in Long Beach.
Our kids want to do a California trip this summer,
mm-hmm.
and I'm all for a California trip except for the part involving LA.
I have no opinion yet, so.
Yeah.
Well,
saw where the Rams coach, what's his name?
Sean McVay.
He was talking about how if he leaves home at the wrong time, 12-mile drive to work.
Basically can't get there.
Takes 2 hours.
Yeah.
Run the math on that.
I have no interest. None.
No.
See, I hate traffic. I'm not it's because of my bad eyesight, really, though, a lot of it, but I can't stand it. I get very nervous. I do not handle traffic.
Highway 7 at 5 o'clock is bad enough.
Jackson Avenue with the sun coming in at you at 3:45.
That's awful. See, I know better than that. I never go there.
Boy, Jeffrey with a straight face would always say that Jackson Avenue at the wrong time could be worse than a lot of Malibu drives he would take trying to get into certain places around LA.
I can see that.
Just from a sure stuck standpoint.
And no one will let you go.
No.
Yeah.
We're protecting our spot in the order.
Those 2 seconds are going to matter.
Yeah. Let's speak with young Jeffrey here in a moment on the podcast. Today, the podcast brought to you in part by MasterCuts Lawn and Landscape. Pushing pressure washing right now because for podcast listeners only, you get a $50 discount on a pressure washing job over 2,000 square feet, or you get free pressure washing of your driveway and sidewalks if you sign an annual contract. 662-607-7773, MasterCutsLawn.com.
Billy's Pecans, the Billy's Pecans Soft Verbal Podcast will be up later today. Billy's Pecans Cinnamon Pecan Coffee Cake was recently named the best cake in Mississippi by Food Network. And to celebrate, Billy's Pecans is offering their Cinnamon Pecan and Blueberry Pecan Coffee Cakes for just $25 now through March 10th. This offer is not valid over the phone. Go to billyspecans.com, B-I-L-L-I-E-S, pecans.com. Enter promo code Food Network. Promo code Food Network at checkout. The podcast is also brought to you by Oxford University Bank. OUB is locally owned and operated right here in Oxford. When you deposit money at OUB, that money and the vast majority of the bank's profits go right back into the Oxford community. OUB gives you the comfort of home, all the benefits the big mega banks provide, all the technology and products you want, all with the personal touch. When you call OUB, you speak directly with the live person. There's no 10 buttons to push, no 5-minute wait. OUB offers its customers the absolute best cash checking accounts called Kasasa. With Kasasa, OUB will pay customers 2.5% interest on their balances up to $50,000. And with Kasasa, ATM fees nationwide are refunded. OUB also offers online bill pay and mobile check deposit using its online app. To learn more about OUB, check out liveoxfordbankoxford.com or call 662-234-6668. OUB is FDIC insured. Rebel Nation, 2018 is the year of the fan. Ole Miss Athletics wants to showcase your stories, recognize you, the Ole Miss fan base. Exciting prizes and experiences throughout the year will be featured on omyearofthefan.com and updated often. So be sure to visit omyearofthefan.com. Ole Miss football, 11 a.m. Saturday at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. I think it's just kind of a practice. I don't know if it's a scrimmage. It's a practice. Talk about practice. You can go see the practice. Obviously admission is free. You are encouraged to enter on the west side of Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. Ole Miss Vanderbilt basketball, a 7:30 tip on Saturday night at the Pavilion. Tickets available at OleMissTix.com. That's OleMissTix.com.
Jeffrey Wright now on the Rebel Locker Room Hotline. Good morning, Jeffrey. First things first, how's our boy doing? How'd Rebel get through the procedure?
He's recovering nicely. Thanks to everyone for the well wishes.
Okay.
also to everyone out there that thought that I was putting that out there to maybe perhaps present myself in a better light to have, more people slide into my DMs, preferably, without a Y chromosome. I very much am offended by that. That's very mean to say. And, that was at no point the intent of that. Rebel's a very good boy, and I would never ever exploit Rebel. Carly, however, I might exploit. But
any sympathy that may have come from her getting lost a couple years ago, it's just, you know, occupational hazard.
Yeah, that was right. If you want to throw out exploitation claims against me, I'm fine with it with Carly, but not with Rebel. Rebel, there's nothing I can exploit. If anything, Rebel exploits me.
So,
I mean,
but if that leads to some form of comfort, so be it.
Again, we cannot predict the future.
Right.
Whatever happens, happens. We're here to take it one day at a time.
Exactly.
So, your dad, he just staying around the house with him 24 hours a day. I mean, because I would assume at some point when hopefully a decade from now, when that time does come, there's probably going to be bereavement necessary for Big Jeff.
Well, all you need to know is Rebel is, I believe 13 is the number. So he's 13, and he has 150 stitches in him right now.
Oh, gosh.
So
bless his
heart. He had these like cyst tumors. I don't know, something. They were benign tumors that were unsightly. Now that's kind of the main deal. So basically, we put a 13-year-old half chocolate lab, half golden retriever under the knife just because it was uncomfortable.
Plastic surgery.
Sip vanity purposes for the 13-year-old lab.
In fairness, that dog does not need plastic surgery. That dog is gorgeous.
He's a beautiful
the thing
boy.
Is he knows, yeah, he knows it, though. Like, that's my favorite vet line whenever a Rebel comes in. Man, that dog doesn't lack self-esteem.
He really, I mean, it's a shame he was never like on the front of a food bag for some company at some point.
Oh yeah, no, he should have been the walking infomercial for Science Diet.
Yeah.
I mean, why would he not have self-esteem? He's been treated like royalty for 13 years. He probably thinks he belongs to a royal family.
The only thing that he is the royal family in his
yes,
mind. Well, not belongs.
He is the king. Like,
there's also, he doesn't think he's a dog. Like, he, at no point, he doesn't like to use the D word. he is a person, and he knows it. He's a furry person. But the only thing that's better than being one of Jeff Wright's kids is being Jeff Wright's dog.
Yeah.
So, you're right. If I could die and come back as something else, it would be Rebel.
So on the other topic that we've discussed the last couple of weeks, found anybody that's even halfway sane from your DM exploits?
Yeah. The DMs right now are lit.
Okay.
You didn't answer the sanity question. You completely avoided sanity. And he asked you a very specific question about sanity.
You know, sanity's more of a perspective. It's more of
relative
a
term.
You know, a point of view.
Sanity is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah. Everything's great right now.
Any girls that would make the Pepperdine girlfriend look incredibly sane?
Let's see. Make Taylor Fisher look sane. Again, sanity is a point of view.
Okay. Gotcha.
It really is. Right. I mean, who's to say that I'm not the insane one?
Ooh.
I think that could be the better question.
As much as I'd love to say you're insane, you're not. I mean, you got issues. We all got issues, but you're quite sane. You're pretty practical.
I appreciate that.
It's the irony of it. Sure. Jeffrey is incredibly self-deprecating, and everybody says he's the opposite.
Yeah. People say, oh, he's arrogant or whatever. I'm like, do you listen to him?
Yeah, that one's the one that's always befuddled me. I can deal with a lot of the other claims, but arrogance, not what I am. Like,
yeah,
I surround myself with people that make fun of me. Like, I don't think arrogant pricks do that. In my experience, guys that are actually arrogant pricks do not surround themselves with guys that will just constantly berate and belittle them.
I get that one, too. People say you're a jerk, and I'm like, okay, I can see how you would think that, and you're this or you're that. I can see it. But when they say to me that I'm arrogant, I'm always like, man, you just proved you really don't get me at all, because I would kill for just a little bit of arrogance. I would be a happier person, yeah, if I had some arrogance about myself.
Well, on top of that, I think, Chase, you'd agree with this. I think if you, in our business, I think if I were truly arrogant, I don't think I'd be a producer here in Memphis right now. Like, I think I'd be somewhere else. Like, I think the arrogance and self-promotion actually is beneficial in our career.
Yeah, I think so. Man, I'm gonna tell you,
like hard worker, like you'll probably, as long as you work hard, I do believe that there will always be employment for you. But I mean, there's a reason why some people are where they are, and there's a reason why guys that are extremely competent and hardworking, and guys that would certainly take chances, you know, if given the opportunity, there's a reason why they're not household names.
But, you know, along those lines, and this is one of the fun things about this segment, is we did, I think, 6 seconds of pre-show prep.
Yeah, we said hello.
Yeah, we did. We said hello. In Birmingham, did you see the news?
So, Roundtable? Is that what you're talking about?
They're moving the Roundtable to the morning, and the morning drive show with, that's Jay Barker, Al Del Greco, and Tony Curry, yeah. They got the axe yesterday, effective immediately.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to ask you, is that ratings strictly, or was that, did somebody piss someone off?
It's ratings. It's ratings. And I'm telling
you, Ryan. Seriously, though, like that news makes me happy, because Ryan is exactly what we're talking about. Like, Ryan's not a self-promoter. Ryan's not, Ryan largely just goes to work and then kind of goes home and likes his family.
Yeah.
That seems to be my impression of Ryan.
I'm going to tell you what else it proves. And you know this because you're doing radio in a similar market. It proves that the hardcore sports show, even when the names are big, and Jay Barker's a big name in Alabama.
Especially in Alabama.
Yeah, yeah. Al Del Greco's a fairly big name in Alabama. But they did a hardcore show, and hardcore shows don't work.
At the end of the day, people have to want to listen to you. And you can't just sit there and talk about what happened in the game.
Exactly.
What happened. Like, you can't. And also, I'll tell you what else I don't think works. I don't think reliving 25 years ago works either.
It doesn't. You can't keep going back to the classic stuff. It just, I mean, you know, it's like you can watch ESPN Classic for an hour, but you're not going to watch ESPN Classic all day long. You might. It's the whole thing. I used to say this in Mobile, and I think it holds true with our podcast. It holds true with your show in Memphis. I used to tell people when they would say, you know, what's your formula? And I would say, so if the three of us, you, me, and Chase, are sitting at a sports bar, any sports bar, a good one, a Buffalo Wild Wings,
yes,
or whatever, and we're sitting there on a Thursday afternoon.
By the way, check out Dave and Buster's in Memphis. Open weekdays till midnight, and Friday and Saturday till 2. Okay.
And if you're a sports bar who would like to advertise on this podcast, you're missing a great opportunity by not doing it.
Yep.
We nail your demographic. We crush your demographic, and you should call us. Anyway, I mean, we are all over your demographic.
That's going.
Yeah, we mutilate your demographic, and you should come to us.
Yes.
Anyway, the three of us sitting around on a Thursday afternoon, the games might be on in the background, but we're not sitting around talking about, hey, you know, that second down call. The only time you do that is like if it's a game that was such a great game that you want to sit down and go, man, can you believe they threw the ball on that second and whatever? You know what I mean? For the most part, yes. The game is a background thing. It's you, guys sit around at a sports bar and they talk about girls and they talk about the food and they talk about their beer and they make fun of each other and they might play some trivia. They I don't know. They're going to do a lot of things. It's going to be kind of laid back. And so you get these shows that are these hardcore sports shows, and they don't work. And the shows that do work often are people that, you know, like Calkins' show in Memphis is so good because Jeff lets people get to know him a little bit. He talks about his dad and all that stuff and Buffalo and his parents, and he does all that stuff, and people kind of get to know him a little bit. And these hardcore shows where it's, man, we're going to break down the game and look ahead to the next game and really break that game down, the market for that is so fringe. I mean, there's a market for it, but it is a fringe market.
Yes, I completely agree with you. It's also why, like, right now there's this, you know, people were asking, like, why are these radio people more popular than TV people? And I was like, well, radio's a much more intimate format, and podcasting is even more intimate than radio. But that's, you feel as if, like, the goal for us is we want it to be when you turn on the radio in your car, you feel like we're right there with you and we're just busting balls. We're cracking wise, but we're talking about the same things that you would want us to talk about. Like, that's the whole goal. And to me, there's a reason why radio is, from a personality perspective, radio is more popular, or at least radio individuals are more popular than TV individuals. It's largely because you feel as if you know them much more. Whereas when you just see someone on TV, like, you just feel like that's someone on TV.
I listened to a Thunder podcast, OKC Dream Team. It's Royce Young and Fred Katz and Andrew Schlecht and John Hamm. And they spend an inordinate amount of time lately because they found out that Royce has a ketchup obsession. He puts ketchup on everything. And so they basically, John Hamm said, well, I'm going to try it. And he put ketchup in his chili. And they had this long conversation for 30 minutes. It was hilarious about ketchup and chili and would you put ketchup on a Cheeto and all that stuff. And that's the stuff that's the stuff that pulls in listeners. And you'll get that group. And I'm sure there's a group of Thunder fans that are that way. I don't listen for that. I listen for you to tell me why Carmelo Anthony isn't making more shots than he's making. But the truth is, what makes that podcast successful is that they've let people get to know them and their idiosyncrasies and stuff. It's one of the secrets. It's one of the reasons that, going back to Ryan Brown and Jim Dunaway and those guys, they talk about their lives and they're regular people. And so when you're driving down the road in Birmingham and sitting in traffic on 280 or I-459, you feel like they're in the car with you.
So, on a how does it affect us situation? We have to reschedule with Ryan now, I'm assuming.
Yeah, we're going to do normal time tomorrow.
Wow, that's a bummer.
I was just kind of in my head going, well, hold on a second. I'm happy for you, but what's up?
Well, and we're going to next week.
That was our Friday, man.
Next week, one of us, either you or me.
Hold on, Neil. We're the arrogant ones, and Chase is the only one. Like, we're going on about how happy we are for our buddy. And Chase is like, how does this affect me?
Yeah, Chase is always down to the practicality of the matter. He's like, so we're screwed, right? So we're going to tape.
Here.
F that. So they should have fired Ryan and then. That way he could come on with us.
Yeah. Super, super happy for you, buddy.
he's going to tape on Thursdays for a little while, and we'll see how that goes.
Okay. Just curious. It's all good.
Nothing's going to change from Thursday night to Friday morning.
My big days now. I mean, are you moving me around? I mean.
Oh, God.
Did I get bumped to the coveted Tuesday slot?
It could happen.
I mean, honestly, though, we probably had Ryan on the wrong day. Fridays are not a good day.
No, Fridays.
It's our worst day.
It's our worst podcast number day.
You want Monday or Thursday? That's what you want.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's absolutely right, because people watch. So many people listen a day behind to where, like, you've got Monday numbers jump big on Tuesday and on down the line. So by the time Fridays happen, Monday they're on to something else. So it's a little bit of Friday's a week-er day. For whatever reason.
Yes.
Is that radio too?
I think it depends. It depends. Radio is more seasonal than I've noticed. No, we don't. The days that are rougher for us are Tuesday, Wednesday is what I've noticed.
Why?
Like Friday.
Weekend stuff coming out, going in.
Yeah, I also think with radio and us especially, our demo is, I mean, basically, let's get real. It's all the same demo. It's sales guys in their cars. But Tuesday and Wednesday appears to be a day which I think they travel more.
Okay.
I think there's not as many people that are in their car, or perhaps even worse, maybe they're working more on Tuesday and Wednesday. Monday's the kind of you get set for the week. You're getting your calls set up and you don't have to quite as put your nose to the grindstone. And then Tuesday, Wednesday's usually, hey, we're making calls all day. You know what I mean? Like we're doing sales and whatnot. That's my theory, at least.
Take a break in our talk with Jeffrey to tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Tyson Drugs, TysonDrugs.com in Holly Springs. They also now operate G&M Pharmacy on South Lamar and Oxford. Both those places deliver locally. If wherever you are, they can make it easy for you to get your medicine and other products there with Tyson Drugs. So great service, local people making sure that you're as healthy as possible. Again, 662-252-2321, TysonDrugs.com.
Podcast also brought to you by Grenada Nissan. If you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, look no further than Grenada Nissan. They've got everything you're looking for. All the new 2018s, some great previously owned Nissans, great lease deals as well. The service after the sale is terrific. I've used Grenada Nissan for years. Never have been anything but thrilled. You will be too. It's GrenadaNissanUSA.com. We're also brought to you by Harry Alexander. Harry's an Oxford-based Remax Legacy Realty agent. He's been in Oxford more than four decades, and absolutely no one knows the residential and condo market better than he does. Go to his site, HarryAlexander.com. Filter through by what you're looking for, and then send him an email, ha@HarryAlexander.com. Podcast also brought to you by Gambrell and Associates. Gambrell and Associates has three attorneys, more than 60 years of combined experience, more than 45 years handling only bankruptcy and Social Security disability claims. Check out their website, msbnkr.com, or search for Robert Gambrell on superlawyers.com or avvo.com. Gambrell and Associates handle Social Security disability claims statewide and in Memphis. For more information, call the office in Hernando, 662-342-7700, or in Oxford, 662-281-8800. Now back to Jeffrey Wright on the Oxford Exxon podcast.
So on a different subject, you told me this was normal. I need California's PR guy, because I'm leaving tomorrow, and it's low to mid-50s and rain all weekend. This is not a South Florida climate that I'm going into.
No. In fact, your brother even pointed out, so I guess SMU's either golf team or maybe their women's golf team was out there, and he texted me and just said, what the hell? The tournament is postponed for frost? He's like, what is that place? And I did have to explain to him, January, February in that place is not great. Like, you get in January, like, I don't want to say this, Chase, but it's true. But it kind of rains every now and then, which is just awful. And then there's something about it. I could never figure out if it was a mindset or if it was a weather thing. But 50 degrees in California feels way colder than 50 degrees here.
It's that marine layer degrees and stuff, right? It's you're so close to the water.
I think that's it. I also think that it is technically a desert. And so I think the air pressure, like obviously the air here is heavier. You know, like we have more humidity and whatnot. And so I don't know if that has any impact on it whatsoever, but it's like a bristling, bitter cold. If it snapped below 60, I was getting the North Face. And yes, I admit I'm a weather sissy. Like we know that, but like I needed it.
Yeah, I got up yesterday morning and checked just forecast, like scrolling across my iPhone, didn't anything in depth, just hit that little weather app thing. And Oxford was 21 degrees warmer than Long Beach at the exact same time. I went, what in the hell is going on? Chase, I mean, I was basically told, don't bring shorts, bring layers.
Chase had this all planned out. He was going to go hang out in the California sun and just bask in some rays, catch a little baseball.
I thought I was going to like a West Coast Naples, and no.
Maybe bring that lemon juice to put in the hair. Just get it ready for spring. Have that blonde really be blonde.
Not so much.
You know what? Neil, some might call this
poetic justice. Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed. Chase, wasn't this the week you were supposed to go to like the MEAC tournament?
It was. He has somehow finagled his way sort of out of
the
that.
The coaching search screwed it up.
The coaching search screwed it up.
Well, I mean, I wasn't going to be the point man on this. I'm not going to volunteer. You're going to put me on the plane. I mean, come on.
God. That's fair. If you're in your situation where let's be real, you don't want to do it, like, it is completely up to the person that set up the bet. Like, you need like a freaking travel agent. Like, you need the ticket in your hand. You might even need the ride to the airport. Like, you need every single detail. Like,
Here's what he's done for himself. He has created a scenario for himself where he'll end up having to pay this bet off in October or November in some place like Ypsilanti. So he's, because the debt's still there. It's not accruing any interest, but it's there. It must be paid, and it'll get paid in some.
So now we're doing like Maction or Sunbelt Wednesday night.
I'm thinking more Maction than Sunbelt. Okay. I don't want you to have Sunbelt.
The word sun is a problem here.
Yeah,
right?
They'll have to change the name of that conference for you to go to there. I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Akron, Ypsilanti.
Because everyone knows Troy in the fall is gorgeous.
it's too warm. He could end up seeing a decent game there. I want him to suffer a little.
Well, let's not go too far. But, yes, it is warm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just Thursday night at Troy playing somebody. That's not total torture. I mean, it's bad.
Arkansas State game in November is definitely not as bad as watching, like, let's just say a directional Michigan and Ohio, in which the ball is put in the air twice. Also, you can't send him to Ohio games because they essentially run the ball. Like, it's a Solich team. They're running the option,
but
they're running
it
out of the shotgun. Game's too short. You can't send him to an Ohio game.
All right. Central Michigan and
Bowling Green.
Ball State.
That's the stuff. Now we're cooking.
Oh, because Bowling Green chucks the crap out of
them. They're going to throw it all night.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the stuff.
So your boys, the Grizzlies, they are doing this tank well. I mean, for all of the criticism.
It just goes to show, like, to me, the most maddening line that I would hear is, you know, the Grizzlies aren't that bad without Tyreek. Like, they're not as bad as the Suns. They're not as bad as these teams that are trying to tank. Yeah, they are. The Grizzlies, literally, think about this, Neil. In the reverse standings, the Grizzlies will have the tiebreaker over the Suns because the Suns beat them 3 out of 4 times.
Yeah,
that's how bad the Grizzlies are when Tyreek's not on the floor. So don't give me this crap about the Grizzlies aren't that bad. They legitimately have, when Tyreek's not on the floor, they have one NBA starter, and it's Mark Gasol, and Mark is disinterested at best right now.
Yeah, I don't blame him either. It's further validation for those of us who said they're insane not to trade Evans at the deadline. It's absolute. We've been proven to be so right. They should absolutely have traded him, gotten a second round pick, put it in the bank, do something with it down the road. If they want to revisit Tyreek Evans, the free agent, they can. They've gotten lucky that he got hurt. Unfortunately for Tyreek, he got hurt. So, if Memphis, and they got a shot, if they get the first pick in the draft, and they've got a chance, who's the first pick if you're the Grizzlies?
Oh, man. I think it's now been separated to where it's either Ayton or Doncic. Or Doncic. I don't know. Luka Doncic. I don't know how you say it. But that's the most American thing I could say. But I think that's what it comes down to. And I really love DeAndre Ayton. Like, I'm all in on him.
Yeah, me too.
I think he's like, I think he's very, like, for a 19-year-old center, I think he's extremely polished. which I think is very unusual for big men at this level. Like, offensively, he's polished. And then I really think, you know, he's not a perfect defender, but when you compare him to a lot of other similar type players, he's so much more advanced defensively than I've seen. The thing you keep hearing, though, about Doncic, though, is like everything that I keep hearing, it's like poor man's LeBron. And poor man's LeBron, you could probably sign me up for.
Yeah.
The problem that I'm having with Doncic is when the knock on you is athleticism, I just don't think you're a number one pick.
I agree.
The knock on you is athleticism.
I love Aiden. I mean, if all Arizona had to pay for him was $100,000, that was one hell of a steal.
I was going to say, did that not surprise y'all?
Yeah, like, I mean, I would have thought he went for three times.
There's no way it's the total payment, right?
I would think not. I mean, that dude, if they got him for $100,000, when you compare, like, the price on Malik Newman. Sorry. Oh, I had a cough there. Whoops, sorry.
Tickle in your throat?
Yeah, it's like Malik Newman. When you compare that cost, it's
here.
When you compare that cost, that's unbelievable. $100,000 for have you seen Ayton play?
Yeah.
Dude's a stud.
It was well, one payment. Or not one payment, but at least one term.
That was just a portion, right?
Yeah. Well, you saw all those numbers and none of them made sense.
See, I don't think so, because you know what I think they got what they got Sean Miller on?
Okay.
This is my educated working theory.
Mm-hmm.
I think they got Sean Miller bargaining with Christian Dawkins about someone else. I don't think Christian Dawkins was handling DeAndre Ayton. I think that wiretap, they were discussing another player, and Miller was saying, well, you know, this is the deal we put together for Ayton, and, you know, it was $100,000. That's what I think they got him on.
Okay. Maybe.
Because Christian Dawkins is not, as we know in the recruiting world, that's not the guy, if you will. For Christian Dawkins was not DeAndre Ayton's guy.
I don't want to get bogged down on this, but I haven't even talked to you about it. Where do you think this thing goes in the next 10 days?
Man. Because I was listening to you and Jay last night on the Greatest Pod in the South. Man, if it 20 to 30, Neil, do you really think that?
See, I don't, but then I keep hearing from guys like Wetzel, and I've talked to college coaches who are going with that number, and you hear Thamel say that number, and you hear guys like Jay Tate say that number, and you go, I mean, that's possible. I mean, I'm a cynic. I'm a lot like you. I'm that guy that goes, hey, nothing going to happen. But
yeah, that's kind of my – I'm not saying, like, nothing's going to happen, but I think they will try to find the path that gets them to business as usual.
But what is that path? That toothpaste is a little bit out of the tube, isn't it?
Well, here's my issue is what the biggest problem that we have right now is we're speculating with about as incomplete of information as you could have. Like, clearly the stuff that's getting leaked out right now, I'm almost of the opinion that that's not even going to be evidence in the actual case. I think that's just stuff they got and they're throwing away. That's my theory.
Well, if that's the case, then 22 is conservative.
I mean, I guess
Neil and I were both told independently of each other that there were at least 5 to 6 likely in the SEC.
Not including Kennedy and Fox, who are going to lose their – who have and will lose their jobs
not performance
based on performance.
Based.
Okay, but this is my question. Jay makes a good point. You know, everyone's pointing to Pearl, to Pearl, to Pearl. I'm not sure Bruce would be coaching right now if Auburn didn't think that they were going to keep him.
Why?
Because, as Jay has pointed out, while Ole Miss is the gold standard of incompetence when it comes to dealing with compliance issues in the NCAA, Auburn is the Michelangelo, if you will. I mean, they are up there painting Sistine Chapels, and they did their own investigation, and they came up feeling pretty comfortable about letting him coach. I mean, Neil, I'm paraphrasing Jay, but did I do a decent job there?
Yeah, I think so. Jay tends to think that Pearl has a chance to survive. Now, he's in the minority, but Jay's pretty close
right,
to it.
But I also think that Jay's better at his job than a lot of people.
Well, he's very good at covering Auburn. There's no question about that.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm like you. I have a hard, and I think Chase agrees with this. It's difficult for me to imagine the NCAA saying, you know what, we're going to dig into all 30 whatever of these cases, and we're going to get to the bottom of it, and we're going to suspend all these players, and we're going to do this. I mean, Ayton played the other night.
Mm-hmm. Ayton played and Sean Miller didn't coach. That was awesome. That was the most amazing thing ever.
Well, see, I don't mind that. If I'm Arizona, I think it's exactly what I would have done too, because you can't put Miller in front of a media contingent. You can't let him do a press conference. But with Ayton, if he's out, and you're screwed anyway. You're having to vacate and do all this stuff, so it doesn't even matter. Whatever, sure, let him play.
He's already played at this point. Yeah. I was making the joke on Monday. Is it possible Sean Miller pulled a George Costanza here when Costanza was trying to get fired from the Yankees to go get the GM job at the Mets? Is it possible because Sean Miller, if the contract is true, Sean Miller gets paid more if he's fired with cause
correct
than without? Like, what if Sean Miller's been trying to get fired for like a couple of years and he just hasn't been able to get it done? He's like, I know what'll do it. I'll talk on a wiretap about buying a player. It's never been done in the history of the NCAA. We don't have any record of a coach being the point man on a wiretap. That'll get it done. That'll get me my money.
Who is the Arizona AD that goes, yeah, that sounds good. Let's make it where in case you completely wreck everything where I can prove it, I have to pay you twice as much.
I mean, whose agent do we covet more? Yeah. Sean Miller's or Charlie Weiss's?
Yeah, that's fair.
Or Long Beach's.
Long Beach's. Yes, Long Beach.
Neil, you'll love this. So Chase, back when he was still eagerly anticipating this trip before he saw the weather, shout out to God.
Yeah, now I'm just kind of whatever. There's a plane flight.
Shout out to God.
It's nice to know you're up there, big guy, looking down on us. Appreciate it. He texts me and he goes, anywhere I should eat in Long Beach? Well, and this was not even... This was not a douchey response from me. This was me giving him the God's honest truth. I go, I can safely say in my entire life, no one has ever texted me going to Long Beach for dinner.
Well, now look, there's some context here. The game on Friday night is at 6 o'clock Pacific, okay?
Yeah, the restaurants in Los Angeles don't close at 10.
Chase Parham, though, this is an 8 o'clock start. Do you know how tired I'm going to be when this game is over?
Oh, for the love
I'm going to be waking up at 3 a.m. Saturday morning L.A. time. 3 a.m. I'm going to, like, make the infomercials.
On top of this, you know, it's, you know, Chase, 8 o'clock there is 10 o'clock Chase time.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So
you going to make it through the game, Sugar?
Like, on Saturday, that's cool. I get everything we're talking about. But on Friday night, I need a Long Beach restaurant.
Yeah, I really feel terrible for it.
There looked like a steakhouse that was fairly decent. It was like 555 or something.
It's rained like 38 straight days here. Like, I'm not looking at cars anymore. I'm looking at arcs right now. And you're complaining about whether or not the steakhouse that you're going to go to that serves USDA prime steak is going to be up to par.
Okay, real quick question, because we've all lived in the South all of our lives. Is anybody else as deeply concerned as I am about this amount of rain and what it is going to mean for our summer? As someone who lived in Mobile for 10 years and hated I liked a lot of things about Mobile. It was all completely overruled by the stifling, incessant, never letting up humidity. I am concerned that all of this water has to go somewhere.
I mean, Mobile being below sea level probably didn't help you out either. Yeah.
God, it was hot. I'm worried that I can deal with the heat. The heat doesn't bother me. The humidity I despise. This is going to be an extra humid summer now, right?
I don't know.
I don't think it'll be any different because I guess maybe this has been a wetter February.
Yes.
But I do remember the last couple of, like, Marches and Aprils, I do remember going, We haven't seen the sun.
Yeah, because with you and like, I, a lot of it's golf related. And in March, the weather's kind of picking up. You go, hey, temperatures are great. But then it rains every single day, and you just want to shoot yourself.
Yeah, it's 70. And then you wind up convincing yourself just because, like, the sun kind of poked through a cloud and it stopped raining for 15 minutes. You convince yourself you still got time to go get in an emergency nine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still think I don't think we can make judgments on June and July. I think we have to do the responsible thing. We as journalists, we have to treat June and July as independent of February. We can't judge June and July based upon the horrible, horrible, horrible things that February did to us.
All right. Who's on the show today?
Today, yesterday we had Matt Luke. Today we'll have Joe Moorhead from Mississippi State. We will have Martin Giannotto from the Commercial Appeal. We'll have Chris Harrington.
Right. Talk to you soon.
Also, shout out to my mom's birthday's Saturday, I think, right? Today's the first Saturday. Look at me.
Saturday.
Shout out to
Happy birthday, Dells.
That's sweet of you. That might even help shout your DMs out. Right there. Good for you.
Hey, come on. Come on. What are you trying to do here? Talk block me here?
No, hell no. I'm all for you.
Oh. All right, y'all be good.
All right, Bye. Have a good show. Thanks to Jeffrey. Podcast brought to you in part by Community Mortgage, Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga. 30 years old this year, and all underwriting processing is done in Memphis. So you're getting local underwriting that understands your market. Also a leader in condo financing in Oxford. And ask about the flow down option. Allows you to lock in the current rate, but if rates go down before you close, you get that lower rate. 662-234-2704 or JLOWE at communitymtg.com.
Podcast also brought to you by Journey Business Solutions. If you are a business with a high-ticket product or service, HVAC, dentist, surgeon, flooring, furniture, etc., Ben Brown and his team have the best financing solution for your customers. Their program accesses 14 national lenders with one very easy online application. With rates as low as 4.9%, terms that extend to 7 years, loan amounts up to $100,000, and credit scores down to 580, they will get more of your customers the money they need so you don't lose a sale. To hear more about this, call Ben Brown at 443-935-5013. Ben's waiving the setup fee for Oxford Exxon podcast listeners. That's a $500 savings, so call him today. Everybody knows State Farm for being the number one insurer in auto, home, and life insurance, but did you know State Farm has a bank which allows them to do auto financing? In addition to that, State Farm has had a rate reduction in their commercial insurance rates. They have great business insurance policies, great rental properties. You ought to give Romero Miller State Farm a shot at your insurance needs. You won't be sorry if you do. Go to Google, read the reviews, and then if you have insurance needs in Tennessee or Mississippi, give Romero Miller State Farm a call, 662-893-1212.
Ole Miss loses at Rupp Arena last night in college basketball, one regular season game to go. Ole Miss at home against Vanderbilt Saturday, senior night, 7:30 is a tip, and then going to play on Wednesday, I guess, in St. Louis next week.
Yeah, they'll play Wednesday either at 6 or at 8:30, depending on the bracket. I'll admit this. I literally forgot yesterday. I shouldn't admit that out loud. This season has –
I didn't forget, but I thought it was Tuesday, all day Tuesday, and then when it wasn't Tuesday, it kind of threw me off.
I think that's what I did too, and I was doing – it hit me yesterday. I guess I didn't realize they were playing at 6. The season has just gotten to a place where the season itself is of no importance. Now, I think there are some compelling stories, but it's not the season anymore. The game Saturday is – I hate it for some of the seniors that it is the way it is. But it is the way it is. It, in my opinion, really more and more, I'll give credit where it's due. I think Class 77 on our message board made this point that it's a lot of apathy and that it's really, Ross Bjork has a challenge, and the Keith Carter and those people to not only make the right hire, but I think, maybe you can help me articulate this. You have to make the right hire, but you also have to make the right hire who is going to breathe some energy back into the building, back into the program.
You do. So much of that, though, just comes with winning. I mean, at some point, you win or you don't.
But they're not going to win right away.
No, but I mean, there's – do you make an overly charismatic hire if it's not necessarily the long-term best fit?
No, you don't, and you're right.
It's tough, though. I mean, I understand what you're saying. You could lose two seasons on somebody that is absolutely the right guy. I mean, all jokes aside, you hired the Dave Doran of college basketball right now, and he might be the dude that's going to win a lot of football, a lot of basketball games, but he also might be the guy that lulls people to sleep for two seasons before he does it.
This isn't fair what I'm about to do, but I'm going to compare two people. And I'm not saying that it is or is not Kermit Davis or that Kermit Davis would or would not do a great job at Ole Miss. Okay, I don't know. He appears to be a very good coach. Middle Tennessee is a very good team. Ole Miss isn't winning next year in basketball, barring some development that is unforeseen, bringing in this influx of 2018 kids that come in maybe on the transfer market, maybe when the FBI blows up programs and all these kids are freed up and they end up at Ole Miss. So if that happens and I'm wrong, well, then I stand corrected. But of what is predictable right now, I don't think this is going to be a very good basketball team next year. Is that fair? Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not winning next year. It's going to be tough to win in 19-20. You almost have to kind of go the way that Auburn did with Pearl, the way that Alabama did with Avery Johnson, where you bring in this charismatic guy who recruits at a high level, but sells the program, makes the program exciting, where people feel like, yeah, it's bad now, but we're getting there. The Cubs with Theo Epstein, the Astros when they said what they were doing, where you brought in people that got people excited and you could feel it building. I don't know that you can go get that grinder, that guy that's just going to come in and bury himself in the office and I don't know the atmosphere is so dead right now that you've got to figure out a way to change that without winning right away. And that does require a certain degree of charisma, I think. I could be really wrong. I'm not trying to talk anybody into this. I'm sort of talking myself through it. Like, what would I do? And as I talk myself through it, I think charisma would absolutely be a factor. And now, before anybody says it, there are people out there that will say, well, Andy Kennedy was really charismatic and it didn't work. And that's fair. So I don't know. Again, I'm not saying that I'm right here. I'm just having a conversation.
See, though, I know what you mean, but I've kind of gotten, not annoyed, but my antenna has gone up with this. Andy Kennedy did work. He worked somewhere for 12 years. It worked.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's the thing where it goes, oh, it's a failure. You know, you don't win those many games. You don't change the consistency of the program and it not work. Now, did he hit a ceiling? Yes.
Yeah, when I say it didn't work, I mean, this year clearly didn't work.
Yeah.
This year was so different than his other years, and I have my theories on why,
yeah,
but
I want to talk
to people about it first.
Yeah. So, anyway, 96-78 last night, Kentucky over Ole Miss. Rebels kept it close a long time. They actually played pretty well, frankly.
Yeah, they were in it midway through the second half.
Yeah, scored with Kentucky, even though Kentucky gave up, scored 50 in the first half. But, yeah, it just kind of – it was – It was kind of what you would expect. Ole Miss typically plays okay up there.
I'm not insulting the kids as individuals, but collectively, this is not a tough team. This is not a team with a lot of collective backbone.
There's some infighting on the team.
Clearly.
Terrence Davis had 26 last night.
Curious, what Burnett have?
I don't know. I can tell you in a second if you'd like me to.
Curious what the guards had collectively, because that's what happens is one of them gets hot and nobody else picks up the slack with them.
The box score last night, Ole Miss. Hyman got ejected in a couple minutes.
Yeah, that can't happen.
Bruce played 24 minutes, had 13 points.
Good.
TD played 36 minutes, had 26 points.
How efficient were those points?
10 of 23, 4 of 12, 2 of 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crawford, 39 minutes, 5 points.
Unbelievable.
2 of 5 from the field, 1 of 4 from 3, no free throws. Brian Tyree, 29 minutes, 5 of 11, 0 of 2, 3 of 6, 13 points.
Okay.
They got okay. They got good. They got okay from two of them.
What'd Burnett do?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. He didn't start. 12 minutes, 3 points.
Wow. 12 minutes?
Yeah. 1 of 5 from the field, 1 of 3 from 3, no free throws, 1 board, 3 assists, 1 turnover, 3 points.
Boy, the exit interviews from that group could be fascinating.
Shuler played 28 minutes. Olenicek played 22.
How'd Shuler do?
Shuler, 28 minutes, 3 of 10 from the field, 2 of 8 from 3, 8 points. Furmanovich just played 8 minutes, and then, yeah. So, anyway.
Got to get some excitement back in that program, and I don't know how you do it.
Ole Miss 12-18, 5-12 in the conference. Kentucky now 21-9, 10-7 to be whatever they are.
Alabama playing their way out of the tournament.
Yeah, they're in deep trouble.
Florida playing their way into a decent
seed. Pretty decent seed, yeah. So we'll talk more basketball as the week, and obviously next week goes on. Got a couple guest ideas I want to get to you as well. So we will, we'll have Ryan Brown as normal tomorrow. That'll kind of change up in the coming weeks, but as of tomorrow, Ryan at the same time, and then coverage from Long Beach. I'm heading out tomorrow. Ole Miss, 6 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Central on Friday.
You got your music ready?
Well, I'll put it in after you're done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Want to tell you about, you'll hear a lot about this in the month of March. Ole Miss graduate John McCann. He's part of the Moonlight Grahams. It's a brand new folk band from Nashville. Their album is out tomorrow on Spotify and iTunes. We'll have John on the show one day, probably next week, maybe week after next, depending on schedules and that type thing. But it's an organic and genuine style of music. It features the banjo, acoustic guitar, steel pedal. If you like the Avett Brothers, Mumford & Sons, you'll like the Moonlight Grahams. Make sure to visit their to like their Facebook page, their Instagram page, share it on your Spotify playlist, and stay tuned. We'll tell you about some shows and such that they have playing in Nashville.
So we will have more later. Talk to you then.